Live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
Good evening, I'm Michaela Clark with the news at 5 o'clock. Coming up in this bulletin, Minister Joe McHugh has dismissed Micheál Martin's latest criticisms of Leif Radker as silly nonsense. A Donegal business owner says the infrastructure in the county is beyond embarrassing. Another Donegal water supply has been identified as at risk by Irish Water as the heatwave continues. And Killybegs Coast Guard are warning people to be vigilant in and around the water after being tasked to two separate call-outs in a matter of hours. Those stories to follow in full plus more, and we'll have the latest in sport with Oisin Kelly, followed by Nuacht with Colm Ferrier. But first in news, the government chief whip has dismissed Micheál Martin's latest criticisms of Leif Radker as silly nonsense. The Fianna Fáil leader has accused the Taoiseach of engaging in megaphone diplomacy over the renewal of the confidence and supply arrangement. He also challenged Leif Radker to call an election if he wants one. Chief Whip Minister Joe McHugh, though, dismissed Micheál Martin's criticism, saying if he wants to sort it, he can pick up the phone to the Taoiseach.
The Taoiseach doesn't want an election. I certainly don't want an election, and the people of Ireland don't need an election either. So, look, I think it's just, it's a bit rich this morning, Micheál Martin, on about talking about megaphone diplomacy when all he needs to do is pick up the phone to Leo, or, you know, sit down and have a man-to-man chat about the thing. That's all that's required here, rather than this type of silly nonsense.
A Donegal business owner says the infrastructure in the county is beyond embarrassing. Lottie Doll CEO Ian Harkin told today's 9 till noon show that bringing international guests to Donegal is embarrassing due to the state of the county's roads compared to other parts of the country. Mr. Harkin said the solution is simple.
Lack of investment west of the ban. Rail lines were being closed down, motorway network wasn't being extended to the west. There were housing problems as well in terms of infrastructure. When the opportunities have arisen, that they haven't really invested in infrastructure. When I was back in London at the time, I was looking at the Northwest, and it had the highest unemployment rate, highest unemployment levels in the whole of the UK. And when the crash happened, Donegal also had the highest unemployment rates in the Republic. To me, a simple solution is investment in infrastructure. Make it convenient that people can do business in the Northwest. And that initial injection of capital into the local economy, you know, it has an immediate impact to the unemployment levels. So it's just frustrating, I suppose.
Fianna Fáil is proposing a new Irish Coast Guard Authority Bill, which the party says would bring the service in line with other frontline emergency services by placing it on a statutory basis. Donegal Deputy Charlie McConlogue says this would provide a welcome boost for the 6 units across County Donegal, particularly those without proper facilities. He says Donegal has the longest coastline in the country, making the services our Coast Guard provides even more vital.
With Donegal having the largest coastline of any county in the country, we in this county know the importance of the Coast Guard more so than anyone, and particularly in the type of weather we're having at the moment. They're never off duty and provide a very essential service to the community. But unlike some of the other blue light services such as the Gardaí and the National Ambulance Service and the Fire Service, the Coast Guard does not have a statutory legislation underpinning it. They have for a period of time now been seeking that, as they believe it would enhance their position and put them in a better position as well with regard to how they can deal with and interact with the state, and indeed ensure that they're properly funded. So Fianna Fáil have put forward, and in the last week have introduced a bill to the Dáil, which is now its second stage, and we will now be seeking to bring it through the various stages of legislation in the Dáil and have it implemented.
The Coast Guard is in something of a unique position. Obviously it does have employees, but also very much depends on volunteers, particularly around the coastal stations, the Cliff Rescue and so on and so forth, and that gives it a dimension which suggests it does need special consideration.
Yeah, very much so, and I think it is something which should have happened in the past, But it's never too late to ensure that the right thing is done in relation to putting it on a statutory footing. And you're absolutely right to point out in relation to the voluntary effort that goes into the Coast Guard as well. Now, many people actually give their time willingly and indeed put their lives on the line at times. And we very much, as a community, I know, do respect that. But it's also important that our legislation recognises that.
The UUP has taken the decision to withdraw the nomination of the Deputy Mayor of Derry City and Strabane District Council to the Policing Community Safety Partnership. The announcement was made ahead of a full council meeting last evening, during which a motion of no confidence in Alderman Derek Hussey was passed by 25 votes to 1, following pressure for the councillor to resign over his drink driving convictions. The party says the decision was based on the grounds of Councillor Hussey's workload as Deputy Mayor. Bobby Bradley, whose son Robert was killed by a drink driver, told today's 9 till noon show that the UUP's decision was an insult to the families who have suffered loss at the hands of a drink driver.
To say that they were stepping them down as chair of the policing board.
Yeah.
Because of his workload as deputy mayor, you know, it's a disgrace. He shouldn't be deputy mayor. He shouldn't hold any position, any senior position within Derry City Council.
So you and other families were upset at his appointment to the Policing Community Safety Partnership. Before this vote of no confidence, his party said he was stepping down from that role, but didn't attribute it at all to this controversy, didn't mention the upset to families or anything.
No.
That's quite remarkable.
They might have said, you know, something, but they didn't say nothing about his track record of being a compulsive drink driver. You know, it was because of his workload. Like, that was an insult to our families.
As the heat wave continues, another Donegal water supply has been identified as at risk by Irish Water. The utility and Donegal County Council say they are monitoring all supplies across the county on a daily basis, with the three most at-risk schemes identified as Lochmourne, Milford and Inishowen public water supplies. Irish Water is strongly appealing to customers on these supplies to conserve water wherever possible. Meanwhile, the water supply to Gola Island has once again been cut off. The pipe serving the island has ruptured and is currently floating on the surface. Donegal County Council is hopeful water will be restored to the island by tonight, with a project to sink the pipe again ongoing. However, local councillor and member of the island's committee, Micheál Colmagill O'Aspach, says with the island's summer schools getting underway next week, this must be resolved.
No disrespect to the council or water staff themselves, who are doing a great job, but the difficulty here is that it's ongoing. The pipe needs to be put to the bottom of the sea, the weight, everything's in place. But the frustration that the people of the island is feeling is that it's taken far, far too long. We have summer schools starting next week on the island for kids and that. There's people now who are full-time on the island for the summer season, especially now with the good weather that there is at home. And I just think it's ridiculous the length of time that this has taken to be sorted out.
The Taoiseach has received an outline of the UK White Paper due to be published on Brexit. It sets out what the British government believes will be the relationship between Britain and the EU after the country leaves the European Union. The details are set to be finalised at a special cabinet meeting in England in the coming days. Leo Varadkar says he will wait for it to be published before commenting on the detail.
The Prime Minister gave me an outline of the White Paper that she's going to publish, which is the UK's view on what the new relationship between the UK and the EU should look like after the implementation phase, so the final status treaty, if you like. But obviously, I said we'd engage in that when it was published.
The Killybegs Coast Guard is warning people to be vigilant in and around the water after being tasked to two separate call-outs in a matter of hours. Yesterday morning, the crew were tasked by Malinhead Coast Guard to assist a yacht just off Killybegs Harbour, taking it under tow and returning them to shore. Meanwhile, in a separate incident last evening, the crew were tasked to a report of a missing swimmer at Rosnarla Beach, but were stood down en route as the swimmer had returned safely. Shane McCrudden from Killybegs Coast Guard says with the good weather comes a heightened risk of dangers at the sea and is urging people to be mindful of that.
Frankly, in this case, there were no immediate danger. We took the rest undertow and return them back to the Killybeg Small Craft Harbour, where we helped them secure the boat alongside, along with our shore team. We headed back to the station then. And then yesterday, we were tasked with Malin Head to report of an overdue or missing swimmer off Rosnerla Beach. From when we got the call out, that we were at the boat ready to leave Killybeg's Harbour within 6 minutes. But again, thankfully, the swimmer showed up and all ended well.
Even though the weather is great and it promotes lots of swimming and beach activities, unfortunately, it does also give cause for a rise in this kind of call-outs and possible emergencies.
Oh, certainly, without a shadow of a doubt. We want everybody to enjoy the weather as much as possible and that, enjoy being in the water and swimming and that, but just to be mindful of the dangers and that, from jumping off piers and that. It's the unknown dangers that's beneath the surface of that glassy, inviting surface. To have your life jackets, your PFDs or buoyancy aid. We don't want to be scaring people all the time, but enjoy the weather, definitely. Enjoy your boating activities, your shoreline, you're going to the beach and that. But beware of the lifeguards, if something were to happen, that you know where to get help.
Police are investigating a number of overnight incidents in Derry. A security alert in the Lecky Road area of the city this morning has been declared a hoax. Meanwhile, a number of other incidents in the area are under investigation, including petrol bomb attacks in the Fountain area of the city and on the Apprentice Boys Hall, along with dangerous driving in the vicinity of the city cemetery, in which a number of cars, including a police vehicle, were hit. A terminally ill woman who has cervical cancer says she's proud of herself after settling her legal action for €7.5 million. Mum of five, Emma Vic Mahuna from County Kerry, is one of the women affected by the cervical cancer controversy. The 37-year-old sued the HSE and a US lab, Quest Diagnostic, which has been used by Cervical Check. They both admitted liability. Speaking outside court, Emma Vic Mahuna said she did it for her children.
I'm very proud of myself from the outset. I was determined to find justice for my children, and the figure replicates the damage that's been done to them. It was for them that I did this for.
Sport on Highland, brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure, stocking all the running footwear and accessories you need to go the distance.
It's now 5:15 and time for the latest sport with Oisin Kelly.
Thanks, Michaela. We're going to start with news of soccer. And the SSE or Trust League Premier Division and First Division's return from the summer break this evening. Fan Harps will look to remain on track in contention for promotion. They're off to Dublin tonight to play Cabin Teely. Manager Ollie Horgan will have to plan without the suspended Michael O'Connor, Kieran O'Connor and Tommy McBride, while Adam Duffy is a doubt for the clash, which will take place at Stradbrook. Kick-off time there tonight, 7:45, and there'll be live updates on Highland from Harps against Cabin Teely with Colleen Duffy this evening. And the other games, UCD take on Longford Town, Galway United play Shelburne, Drogheda United go to Cove Ramblers, and Athlone Town host Wexford. There's also matches in the Premier Division tonight. Derry City are making the trip to Dublin to play Shamrock Rovers. Derry go to the Tallaght Stadium without the suspended Aaron McEniff and the injured Nicky Lowe. New signings Dean Shields and Ben Fisk are not available. Elsewhere, just a point separates leaders Cork City and Dundalk as they head for their meeting at Oriel Park. There's also a Dublin derby at Daly Mount with St Pat's the visitors to Bowes, and Limerick will entertain Bray Wanderers. Shea Given has joined Frank Lampard's backroom staff at Derby County. The 42-year-old former Republic of Ireland international has agreed to become the goalkeeping coach at the Pride Park Club. The Donegal man will join the Rams on July the 9th. Mario Anfellini has committed his future to Manchester United by signing a new 2-year contract. The deal will see the Belgian midfielder remain at the club until June 2020. The 30-year-old also has an option to extend his contract by a further year. In golf, Graham McDowell has improved to 1 under par after 3 holes, or with 3 holes left, rather, to play on day 2 of the French Open. The Ulsterman recovered from his second double bogey of the day on the 13th with a birdie in the following hole. He remains best of the Irish, 5 shots behind clubhouse leader Marcus Kinnold of Sweden. Earlier, Paul Dunn reached the halfway stage on 1 under, while Shane Lowry is in the clubhouse on 3 over par. Those Irishmen that we just mentioned will, of course, be part of the
field at the Dubai Duty Free Irish Open, which gets underway at Ballyliffin next Thursday. The build up to that event continues this weekend with the qualifier taking place at Rosapenna Golf Club, adjacent to Downing's, where a handful of players could make it through from the qualifier and get a starting role on the entry list for the first round next Thursday. One of those that is set to compete this weekend, vying for a place, is Ballyliffin Golf Club Pro, and that's Gareth McCausland.
I don't know. I haven't done much practice now the last few weeks. I've been a bit busy with the Irish Open and the preparation going on, so I haven't played too much golf, but I'll go up and I'll see what I can do. You know, I'm only going up for to enjoy myself and enjoy the weekend before the Irish Open. There's a lot of good players up there who are going to be trying to compete and try and qualify. There's four spots, so it's big for all the guys who's going up there. Yeah. And full-time players from the Irish region who all fancy their chances. But four spots from 140 guys, there's going to be a lot of unhappy people on Sunday night too.
Gareth McCausland, the Ballyliffin Club Pro, who's going to look to see if he can compete in the Irish Open by qualifying this weekend. And Highland Radio will have two special previews ahead of the event this weekend on Saturday and Sunday Sport, both starting at 5 o'clock. Tomorrow we'll hear more from Gareth McCausland, plus the club president, Johnny McGeoghegan, and the ladies president, Anne Butler, along with Chief Marshal, Eamon Sweeney. And then on Sunday we'll hear from Ballyliffin Golf Club General Manager, John Farn, European Championship Director, Simon Ellis, and golf broadcaster and journalist, Dennis Kerwin, who of course joins us quite regularly here in Highland Sport, will also be running his eye over the field ahead of next week's Dubai Duty Free Irish Open. To cricket now. Ireland are fielding at the moment in their second T20 international against India. There's one changed Ireland starting 11. Captain William Porterfield's coming in for Stuart Poyntner. With the Indians batting at the moment, they're doing very well. They had 101 runs on the board a short time ago with a loss of just one wicket. So Ireland already facing an uphill task. They did, of course, lose the opening match by 76 runs on Wednesday. With the good weather, it is, of course, ideal not just for golf, but for cricket as well. There's going to be 2 days of action Saturday and Sunday in the Northwest, with the big day being Sunday, semi-finals of the Northwest Senior Cup. Here's our cricket correspondent, Eamon McLaughlin.
Holders Dunamana welcome Brigade to the home, looking for 7 in a row to create history. In the other semi-final, championship side New Buildings will be big underdogs when they take on Eglinton. On Saturday in the league, there's a number of interesting games. Coleraine, who were removed from top spot last week, will visit Eglinton. Fox Lodge welcome Ardenmore to Ballymacarney. Brady play Brigade, Brady top of the league at the moment, while Strabane welcome Dunamana to Strabane Park. And the Sammy Jeffrey Shield on Saturday, St Johnson facing away trip to Glendermot.
On to Gaelic games, and locally taking centre stage this weekend is the Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure Senior Hurling Championship Group Stage, with the first of the games taking place, and it's going to be a real cracker tomorrow in Satanta as they host Burt in the opening fixture. It starts on Saturday at 7 o'clock. Buncrana against McCools is also the other game in that group tomorrow evening. There's a full programme of league games football wise from Division 1 through to Division 5, and of course they are star games with Donegal still playing championship football at inter-county level. Speaking of inter-county football, All-Ireland football qualifiers continue tomorrow. The Northwest interest, of course, comes in the form of Tyrone, who are taking on Cavan. That game's at Brewster Park. It starts at 5 tomorrow. That is one of four round 3 qualifiers. The other big game, I suppose, is Kildare against Mayo, moved to Newbridge, and that one gets underway at 7 o'clock tomorrow evening. There's also semi-finals in the GAA Minor Football Championship in Ulster, with Derry and Tyrone, Northwest Derby, in the last four. That's on Sunday evening at the Athletic Grounds at 7 as part of a doubleheader. Cavan are meeting Monaghan in the other tie. In athletics, the National Junior and Under 23 Check and Field Championships are taking place at Tullamore. That's tomorrow, Saturday. There's a handful of Northwest athletes who will be battling out for national titles and winners' medals. Just finally this evening, Michaela, in tennis, Andy Murray says he'll most likely be fit to play his first round match at Wimbledon on Tuesday. The two-time champion's been drawn against a Frenchman, Benoit Wapier, as he continues his return from a hip injury. Murray's only played in 3 matches this year. Enjoy the weekend. Michaela.
Thanks, Oisin. Finally, for weather now, warm and long spells of sunshine this evening and light to moderate easterly breezes. Tonight will be dry and clear with lowest temperatures of 13 to 16 degrees. And just to have a look at the closing headlines, a government chief whip has dismissed Micheál Martin's latest criticisms of Leo Varadkar as silly nonsense. The Fianna Fáil leader has accused the Taoiseach of engaging in megaphone diplomacy over the renewal of the confidence and supply arrangement. A Donegal business owner says the infrastructure in the county is beyond embarrassing. Lottie Doll CEO Ian Harkin told today's 9 till noon show that bringing international guests to Donegal is embarrassing due to the state of the county's roads compared to other parts of the country. Fianna Fáil is proposing a new Irish Coast Guard Authority bill, which the party says would bring the service in line with other frontline emergency services by placing it on a statutory basis. Donegal Deputy Charlie McConlogue says this would provide a welcome boost for the 6 units across County Donegal, particularly those without proper facilities. And another Donegal water supply has been identified as at risk by Irish Water as the heatwave continues. The utility and Donegal County Council say they are monitoring all supplies across the county on a daily basis, with the three most at-risk schemes identified as Lochmourne, Milford and Inishowen public water supplies. That's all from Highland Radio News for now. You can listen back to your podcast of our main evening news on our website, highlandradio.com. Coming up next is New York with Colm Ferriter, and we'll be back with an update again at 6 o'clock. Until then, good evening.
Seomar Mahasa Colm Ferriter and Charlie Lepreece Guilty are Highland Radio. Hiol Aristach Dungilic Gailtacht Augustana Helen, Joe McHugh Chacta Dala, Plan Grivyakta Yavidis a Hartjagta Yavidis a Fisa Da, Don Stratish Fihiblian Don Giliga, Eg Araclan Gidor, and you. Lyagtramas of Lian Bresh August Kid, August Arthmo Bart, Contaku Lishin Gilig, August Lishin Gailtacht. Corinne Conru Nigiliga Falcha, Riven Flan, Grivyakta, Dirch Neil Comort, Ukteran and Conru, Gogoran, She Falcha, Riva and Flan, Goharia, Mirina, a current sheis, Erfarch, Tomajahas, Emonskolana, and Skame Scholarakta, Omlucha, da Cholesti Sauri, August Lemuinu, Brescia, Ata, Lakard, Erfoil, the Heshmahori Nigeltakta, Kor Nianri Nigeltakta, Amask, Rodi Ella, Italiaka, Amasa Flan, Kojohoi Sprek. Dati and Flian le monitoracta yenu erdol conchin a strategy and Flian the Dirce August Gorwilish Gome Aquini qui carta or foil le gap artis a curry vime. Dirt Previm in a forest Nigeriga, Shano Quin, Goel Afru Santos at Laurent Blianta and Nuus, Inyarku and Realtish, Erecta Yenu and Geriga Arbert Sigeltert, August the Cogella den Cheer, Taki and Forest Nigeriga, Gomor Lish and Kar Quiga, Co Farchiocht, at a Malta, a Gerana Statugus Agriacti, Akome Erect, Gahi Erect, Egbrak Gomor, Co Unyarakt and Fobol Erin Stratish. Tasha Carter and Ul go will jauntus the kid August Carter go like mille euro caddy hit the core commentary the unservice lasted trum a holaher the hard heat on Trevshire Yavidis a hard check Gugi Yavid August a fee Queen Socru Carter Suis Lectraha August a hocked Sholu lasted trum or foil Don Ellen and I Nabliana. August to Ober Olvahan, Fui Lanchol in Gidor, Lahain the Fela, Kyol, Nua Amshara Salt, Atalaveon, Imahara Gatlin, and Jerishacht in Yisha Huggin. Taharag Sul, Gomain the Kedti, Ilahar, Egan Okaj, Lakajdan the Kyoltri, Is Mo Lara in Erin, Ilahar, Shot in Kedur, Avesa Makasol on Sukanter, Dirt Erlori Koshjan the Fela, Salt, Jacqueline Nigaharti, Gerd the Haru the Hebra, Wanchere and Chanter a Carter and Ella Ershul to denyer special to on an honored new Padre Gnort in Noor Consacher Don Ella Salt Yavila August a Hart Jeg. Shin the Hodsa Eligulier Slan August Bannocked.
The obituary notices for this Friday evening, the 29th of June. The death has taken place of Mary Gallagher, Letchabrick, Clohan. Her remains are reposing at her home. Funeral Mass on Sunday afternoon at 1 o'clock in St. Joseph's Church, Letchabrick, with burial afterwards in Kiltivogue Cemetery. Rosary nightly at 9 p.m. The death has taken place of Bertie Robert Steele, late of Cooley, Moville. Removal from Collins' funeral premises, Cooldaff, this evening at 6 o'clock, going to his home. Funeral from there on Sunday afternoon at 2:30 for 3 o'clock funeral service in Moville Presbyterian Church, followed by burial in Greenbank Burial Ground. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu if desired to the Patient Comfort Fund, Cardonagh Community Hospital, care of Liam Collins, funeral director, or any family member. The death has taken place of Philomena Porter, Phil, St John's Park, Buncrana. Her remains are reposing at her residence. Funeral from there on Monday morning at 9:25, going to St Mary's Oratory, Buncrana, for 10 o'clock Requiem Mass. Burial afterwards in Cockhill Cemetery. Family time, please, from 11 p.m. to 11 a.m. The death has occurred of Eamon McCrossan, 4, Ernie Court, Claddy. Eamon's remains are reposing at his late home. Funeral from there tomorrow morning at 10:15 for Requiem Mass at 11 o'clock in St Columbus Church, Dunleloup. Interment afterwards in the adjoining churchyard. Family time, please, from 11 p.m. to 10 a.m. The death has taken place of Derek Curry, Tamna Wood, Ballandrate, Lifford, and formerly of Essex. His remains are reposing at his home. Funeral from there tomorrow morning at 10:20 for Requiem Mass in St Patrick's Church, Murlock, Lifford at 11 o'clock. Interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Donations in lieu of flowers, please, to the Finview Ward Patients Comfort Fund, St Joseph's Hospital, care of Quigley Funeral Directors. Family time, please, from 11 o'clock tonight. And the death has taken place in Spain of Garth Kennedy, 2, Drumore Close, Crossroads, Killigordon, formerly of Glebe Gardens, Sion Mills. His remains will repose at his home from 7 o'clock this evening. Funeral from there on Sunday at 11:20 for Mass in St Patrick's Church, Crossroads at 12 noon, followed by interment in the adjoining cemetery. Donations in lieu of flowers, please, to the Kevin Bell Repatriation Trust, care of Quigley Funeral Directors, Strabane. Family time, please, from 11 p.m. to 11 a.m.